example, the EPA's decision to reject a request to waive the renewable fuel standard has once again split the ag industry. While livestock producers are disappointed with the verdict, the president and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association, Bob Dineen, says they're happy with the outcome. As he points out that keeping the RFS in place is important for the development of next-generation biofuels.
Granting this waiver would not have had a meaningful impact on corn prices, as EPA concluded after looking at all the data. It would have had a decidedly negative impact on investor decisions, because if this program were waived with so little technical justification, it really would have undermined investor confidence in second-generation facilities in the future of the RFS, and it really could have set back the inexorable march toward cellulosic ethanol in a very significant way.
Yet Dineen says there is still a long row to hoe when it comes to the next generation biofuels, and adds that he expects for the RFS to continue to face challenges by the oil industry and others.
I don't believe that they will be successful, because in any objective review of this program, it has been an unmitigated success in terms of its ability to reduce our dependence on imported oil, in terms of the success it has meant to rural America, where you've seen real economic development, and in terms of the environmental benefits that accrue as a result of the increased use of domestic renewable fuels. So I look forward to the debate.
And as that debate carries on, be sure to stay tuned and log on to southeastagnet.com for coverage on both sides of the ethanol issue from those within the ag industry. Julie McPeak with Southeast Agnet.